Edu. Scroll down to bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the dialogue and discussion today on Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about an issue that I believe has come to a crescendo that demands our attention and our recognition and involvement as Christians, churches, pastors, patriots across America. I believe it's time that we stand up and recognize that we're witnessing an implosion of our constitutional republic called the United States of America. The question today is, will America survive? We're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, lawlessness. And I just said just before the news break, I believe it's time that President Trump introduces the Insurrection Act. And for your edification, let me give you a little brief one-paragraph thought about the Insurrection Act. Insurrection Act of 1807 is a federal law that lets the U.S. President deploy federal troops or federalize the National Guard to suppress any insurrection, rebellion, or domestic violence, overriding the usual restrictions for the Posse Comitatus Act that limits military involvement in domestic law enforcement. Now, these numbskulls in Minnesota and other places in America saying that it is illegal, unconstitutional, to have men in uniform, military men in uniform, on the streets. That's talking about the Posse Comitatus Act, ladies and gentlemen. That act says that we cannot use military, armed military, to come against citizens in our nation. But the Insurrection Act overrides that and gives the president the authority, constitutional authority, to send in troops in order to quell any insurrection or any violence or rebellion against the United States of America. We're witnessing that on a very high level, even to the point where a church on yesterday was broken into by thugs claiming that they were anti-ICE rioters led by Don Lemon, the sodomite that's been disgraced and fallen and kicked out of CNN, Communist Network News. You've got to understand it's pretty bad when Communist Network News says, we don't need you anymore, and yet he led the group of insurrectionists, anarchists, into the church, disrupted the service. That's the key element of what we're talking about today. If we do not stop it now, it will progress and, like a cancer, will destroy the constitutional liberties that we have as churches, as Christians in America. We're the only nation that we are protected in that realm, and yet we have an individual, Don Lemon, that's saying that it is his freedom of speech. I believe we had Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I agree that Trump should invoke the Insurrection Act. And then there are those who say that is too drastic. Well, we live in very drastic times. Mm-hmm. So you cannot fix a big problem by pussyfooting and doing things a little bit afraid to be criticized. Also, I don't want any investigation. I want arrests to begin today. And who does that? Pam Bondi. Even Trump himself has said that he's not too happy with Pam Bondi. So fire her and put somebody else with more guts. And then I have one suggestion for the czar of the ICE, what's his name, Homan. I know that ICE agents use pepper spray to get the protesters back. They should also use spray paint. Once you spray somebody all of his clothes, then if you see them again, you know you have already warned them. So they either have to take off their clothes or go home and change. But they should be stained forever and ruin their clothes, ruin their shoes, because people have maybe two pairs of pants when they go protesting, but only one pair of shoes. If the shoes are stained, you know they're no good. Arrest that person. That's a professional agitator. So I say, Time Bounty, do your job. I'm sick and tired of waiting. Let's start arresting. Do not investigate. Arrest, 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 arrest.
I am in full 100% agreement with that. And one of the things that I say, and a little parenthetical footnote to your statement, not only spray paint them, but let it be fluorescent paint so that day or night it shows up, shines out, and you know you've been tagged, son. But I'm looking at a headline, Derby. Who's funding the aggressive anti-ICE tactics used by the activists? This article says anyone who interferes with the law enforcement, thus committing a crime, will be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. This writer says, last week, with the vehicle she was operating, made contact with the agent, appears to have been following aggressive tactics promoted by the leftist-funded organizational group called Defend the 612. And it goes on to talk about this dear woman that had lost her mind. She had supposedly just taken her son to a daycare and dropped him off. Well, the daycare happened to be an operation that is operation for Defend the 612, and that Defend the 612 operation training moms, training women, training men and women, but primarily women in Minnesota, training them how to go out and use their vehicles to stop ICE agents, to block them, to harm them, or to threaten them by blowing the horn, blowing whistles, and using their cars for blockades. She had just left her son in a place where where people are trained, and she was actively carrying out what she had been trained to do. So it wasn't one, as the socialist Marxist communist media tells you, that poor mother, she was a 37-year-old mother, loved her 6-year-old child, had just dropped him off to daycare, and was headed home. That's an absolute 100% lie. And yet it's on those lies that are being spawned that some, even as Christians today, even some denominational, religious denominations, are saying that somehow, some way, that ought not to be done, that we ought not to have ICE agents out there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What say you to the mindset that says that?
Well, the issue of who's funding these protests. Well, Tulsi Gabbard has already told us who they are. Mm-hmm. And Pam Bondi should also know. So what is Pam Bondi waiting for? Freeze their assets and arrest them, and there'll be no more protests. Because they don't protest with their own money. They are getting well paid by these communist traitors of the USA. So go to the source, arrest them, freeze their assets, and no more insurrection.
Absolutely. The Marxist approach is doing just what they're doing. And secondly, when it comes down to, you're talking about Pam Bondi and what other authorities under the Trump administration ought to do, we're witnessing what is the typical, normal approach, and that is, let the time run out. Let the clock run out. Keep playing it by ear. Listen, Derby, here's my position. If this is not done with speedy trials, with speedy law enforcement, we will lose the opportunity to do so. If this winds into the November election and we lose the position of being able to hold president's hands up and carrying out what he needs to do, we will have lost it. Because all of these cases would simply go into the wastebasket, and they will never be tried. There will never be anything that will be called justice, where these people be brought to justice. And that's the playbook that the Marxist, Socialist, Communist on the left, the Democratic Party, that's what they're playing by. That's the rules they're going by. That's the approach they're taking. This is the reason I think that, just as you said, there needs to be a resounding scream and cry through our legislators and our senators to let our legislators and senators know our feelings as citizens, that we need to speed this up, we need to take care of business and do it now, and the Insurrection Act needs to be applied at this moment before sundown, in my most humble opinion. And so that's my thought, and I am prayerful that we will recognize in all of the mix that in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible gives us clear instructions that God has not given us a spirit of fear. We ought not to be afraid of what is taking place. We ought not to be anxious, because Scripture says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with our prayer request, with thanksgiving, let our request be made known unto the Lord. So we ought not to be anxious. We ought not to be afraid, but we need to be available and standing for truth and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Derby, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you today. What are your thoughts? We're talking about a subject that I think is very critical. Will America survive? We're witnessing what had been taking place now for weeks and weeks and weeks. In fact, for a couple of months, where ICE agents are being slapped and spit on. We're witnessing where ICE agents are being blocked with the automobiles and threatened, where the windows are broken out of the ICE agents' vehicles, where scrolling around the side of the cars, they're spray painting the thugs, the activists, the anarchists are riding on the sides of the cars, basically making the ICE agents null and void from the standpoint of not being able to carry out their task and their job. And all they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, all they're doing is simply going out, picking up, plucking up, and trying to deport about 20 to 25 million that Joe Biden, sleepy Joe Biden, and Autopen Joe Biden allowed to come into America, that's overthrowing our constitutional republic. That's what's happening. That's how serious it is. And that's reached the crescendo where churches are not safe because the anarchists, the thugs, going in and disrupting the services. I believe Jose is on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
I mean, it's sad to see what's going on with these brainwashed, indoctrinated people. They don't respect, well, anyway, they don't have God. And they're not used by God, that's for sure. They're used by the devil himself. But they don't see it, you know. They are so spiritually blinded that they don't see it as such. But I mean, it's sad to see all people. Their common sense doesn't work anymore. I think the government needs a Department of Common Sense nationwide. Yeah. Because the people. It's just insane. I saw an immigration officer telling the protester, look, we got the warrant. We got the arrest warrant. He's a rapist. We're going to get him. They were still blowing the whistle and making noise and calling ICE all kind of names. And I was like, they're going after the known criminal. Are you that insane? And I wonder, brother, if this happened in the 1940s, World War One and World War Two, I wouldn't doubt it. The liberals would take the side of Hitler. And we all be speaking German, mm-hmm. Don't you think? Mm-hmm.
That's right. Absolutely. You did a pretty good equation in looking at the reality of what we're seeing today. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, ICE protesters disrupt Minnesota worship services. Let me read just a paragraph and get you direct response. An anti-ICE protest disrupted the morning services at City's Church Sunday morning, January the 18th. Former CNN anchor Don Lemon live-streamed a portion of the event from inside the church building on YouTube. Protesters could be heard chanting, "Hands up, don't shoot, ICE out," throughout the video. According to Lemon, the protesters interrupted the opening prayer of the worship services in the church. Protesters were allegedly one of the church's pastors was a member of the Immigration Custom Enforcement ICE agent within the Homeland Security, et cetera, et cetera. No one in that church, knew anything about the name of the person that supposedly they were trying to come back at, that supposedly was an employee of ICE and yet pastoring, or one of the pastors at the church. That was simply not true. That was what they had been told. They went on that. But here's my question, Jose. Did Don Lemon and those invaders, did they have a freedom of speech, a right to go in that church and do that?
I mean, it's kind of tough, you know. I mean, they can protest all they want, but the question is, where is the common sense? My point is, the level of stupidity, they are like blindfolded with stupidity. Literally, they're telling you, brother, 4 + 4 = 8. And repeat after me, 4 + 4 = 11. And don't you dare say otherwise, because I'm going to call you a bigot, a racist, and whatever name under this. And the funny thing is, most of those protesters, brother, I promise you, if you give me a world map, hey, can you show me where is Venezuela at in the map? They had no clue where that country is at. Mm-hmm. But yeah, whatever this government does, the Venezuelans, they are happy and rejoice, but the media doesn't show that, because everything that Trump touches is, they are against. You know what I mean? And that's the sad thing about it. These people are so blindfolded that they don't see the people of Venezuela rejoicing and happy because freedom is coming. Now they are concerned about the oil. They were not concerned with the oil and the natural resources. Were on the hands of China, Russia. I hear North Korea. Because Venezuela and the natural resources, they have some material that can be used for nuclear bombs. I didn't know that. I was like, what? They never said a word about it. But now that it's going to be on the hands of the United States, like it was 30 years ago, everybody was wealthy in that country. You can see the economy booming. And that was Venezuela 28 years ago, brother. It was the United States or South America. That was a wealthy country.
Absolutely.
So
that's right.
What do they prefer? Do they prefer their resources and the oil being administrated by the United States, given in good usage? I think they rather see it under Russia, North Korea, China, and Iran. That's how insane and how sick these people is. We have to pray for these people, brother, because the bondage that they have is huge. And they don't see the common sense, no matter what. Just keep on praying, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jose. You're exactly right. Going back to the oil reserves there in Venezuela, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, drilling, the rigging, the production, and the transportation of the oil out of Venezuela 28 plus years ago was done by American oil companies. It was owned by them. They had gone in, bought the leases, bought the right, produced it, set up the equipment, etc. And then it was nationalized and taken when Maduro went into office. And as a result of that, they were kicked out. That belongs to America. And that's the reason Donald Trump is saying it's ours. We're going to take it. We're going to use it. And at the same time, it's a strategic move to protect our flanks, if you please, in the Western Hemisphere from China, North Korea, Russia, et cetera, with their access to it. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Do you believe that President Trump should enact the Insurrection Act in the state of Minnesota? I'm looking at a headline. Governor Waltz compares ICE to Gestapo and calls for rebellion. I don't say this lightly. I'm reading now. I don't say this lightly, but everyone needs to watch this. I think we just witnessed Tim Walz incite an insurrection. He is trying to paint ICE as the equivalent of the Gestapo, claiming they're hunting down all people of color and asking for papers, end quote. Then further, the article reads, this is extremely dangerous stuff. Not only is he lying about what's happening, but he also did tell the constituents to stay out of the way of the federal enforcement, law enforcement. He is actively encouraging them, the citizens, to disrupt ICE agents as a means to cover up the massive fraud and criminality in his state. The article goes further. The Dems are in open rebellion against President Trump's administration while harboring illegal aliens under their constitutional sanctuary cities, which they use to steal elections. This is irregular warfare. And ladies and gentlemen, the point that this writer is making with the statements, open, publicized statements of Governor Walz, he has demanded, if you will, he has set the stage, and it requires President Trump's response in the Insurrection Act. That's the only thing that's going to be any hope. That's the only thing that's going to be any prayer for the Christian, the conservative, and the patriot to have anything restored in America to safety and protection of our constitutional rights that we have. And I'm angered. I am very, very aggressively bothered by the fact that these thugs went into a church, and Don Lemon, the sodomite of sodomites in America, Don Lemon, with his brave attitude, videoed it and put it up on YouTube from the middle of the audience. I watched some of the video tapes of what had happened. Standing there in the middle of the congregation, basically with the congregation petrified, frightened, absolutely terrorized as a result of it. In fact, one writer said all of the kids in the children's department were terrorized as a result of what was taking place in the midst of their church. And as a result of that, what do you think needs to happen to Don Lemon? Should he be summarily arrested? Not just charged, but summarily arrested. I believe he should be. And I believe that every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, and under the sound of my voice, pick up the telephone, call your representatives, state representatives and U.S. representatives and senators, and very politely, but demand that they require President Trump to enact the Insurrection Act now while we still have opportunity. If we do not, it's going to corrode and the cancer is going to spread, and others are going to try to do the same thing, and we'll find churches in grave danger in America as a result of it. I'm looking at a headline. ICE protesters disrupt Minnesota worship services. An anti-ICE protest disrupted the morning worship services at City Church. And it goes on to talk about what they had done. And Don Lemon claims that he has the constitutional right of the freedom of speech and the freedom to demonstrate, and he claimed that demonstration was his right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've said before down through the years, if you want to demonstrate against the church, stay on the sidewalk. Don't put your foot on the church property. In fact, I've seen that in years gone by with what we've stood for as a church and as a Christian and as a pastor. And we've said, okay, you can get out there and line up and demonstrate until Jesus comes, but keep your shoes on that sidewalk. Once you put your foot on private property called the church, and the church is not public property, it's private property. Once you put your shoe leather on the church property, you need to be arrested summarily. Not just written a ticket, not just told you can't do that, not just told you're trespassing, but to be removed from the premises. And that's what should have happened yesterday. It did not. Why did it not happen yesterday? Because in the state of Minnesota, the law enforcement simply go by what Tim Walz says, and Tim Walz is given the instructions for law enforcement to stand down. That means your business could be burned down. That means your home could be destroyed. That means your life is in danger. And law enforcement in Minnesota, under the leadership of the socialist, Marxist, communist, thug, knucklehead, as he called himself, Tim Walz, will not allow the police officers to go in and do their job, carry out their duty. They need to be, their badges need to be taken if they're not willing to take a stand and carry out their responsibility. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an illegal act for Don Lemon to lead a crowd of thugs, anti-ICE agents, into a church. I am looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, no kidding. Watch Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey claim violent clashes against ICE are showing love. Listen, if he wasn't so dumb, I would think that it might be a possibility he believed that. Let me just read you a couple of paragraphs. You've got neighbors helping neighbors. You've got people uniting and coming together in this beautiful way. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says the violent confrontations keep taking place against ICE agents in his city are not just about resistance, but actually about love. Appearing Sunday on ABC this week with a commentator, the Democrat Frey said, I think it's important to tell the whole country that this is not just about resistance here in Minneapolis. It's about love for your neighbor. We're showing something far more powerful and consequential here, which is love. We're standing up for one another. We've got neighbors helping neighbors. We've got people uniting, coming together in a beautiful way. And obviously, we've got those threats out there from federal government, the federal government, that are literally designed to intimidate Minneapolis residents, to intimidate me. But here's the thing. We've not going to be intimidated. He further says, here we have freedom of speech and we do not negotiate those rights away. Now the question is, do you agree that with Jacob Fry that violent clashes with ICE agents are showing love? Jesus loves us. That's true. He loves everybody. He doesn't love the sin. He loves everybody. And ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus went into the temple, he used a bullwhip and he beat the tar out of those that were disobeying what should have been carried out in the local temple, if you will. He chased them out. Now, was he saying, I love you or I hate you? He was saying, I love you enough to get you out of the way, get you out of the temple. And ladies and gentlemen, I take that same thing and carry it forward for today's New Testament church. There should be a chasing out of the thugs out of the New Testament church. Ought not to be allowed. And as Derby, one of our callers just a moment ago, said, they should be summarily arrested. And Pam Bundy needs to get the news that she is responsible as the chief law enforcement officer in the United States of America to protect our liberties, to protect our religious freedom, protect our freedom of speech, and to do so post haste and not a matter of dilly-dallying around and saying, well, let me see what we need to do next. But ladies and gentlemen, we've had the ICE agents being spit on. We've had ICE agents being slapped. We've had ICE agents being hit with baseball bats. We've had ICE agents having their lives threatened. We've had ICE agents attempted to be run over. And we've had ICE agents also shut out of hotels where they were not allowed to even rent a room in the hotels. President Trump did the right thing when he set on that whole chain of hotels, one of the divisions of Hilton, that across the nation, that the federal government would not use them anymore. We've had ICE agents shut out of hotels otherwise because of the threat from the thugs, the anarchists, threatening the hotels and threatening the residents in the hotels if they let an ICE agent sleep overnight in one of the rooms. We've seen restaurants that would shut the restaurant doors and would not allow ICE agents to eat a meal in the restaurant. We've seen now the what I would call the icing on the cake with the anarchist approach, and that is to go into a local New Testament church while worship services are taking place on a Sunday. I think that caps it all. I think that says everything that we need to understand. Here's the another article. More major hotel cancellations of ICE agents as the protest continues to grow and threatening all American citizens. Another headline, breaking update. Donald Trump investigating after the far-left anti-ICE mob stormed a St. Paul church and shuts it down and shuts down the Sunday services. The U.S. Department of Justice has opened a civil rights investigation into the disruption of the St. Paul church service, citing potential violations in federal freedom of access to clinic entrance. That's the FACE Act. The FACE Act makes it federal crime to use force, threats, obstructions to interfere with individuals exercising their right of religious worship, including entering or participating in services or houses of worship. Ladies and gentlemen, that says it all. There needs to be arrest. There's enough videotapes, enough pictures, photographs to know who is involved. And Don Lemon has bragged about what he's done. Arrest him. Set a date for a trial, but do not let it continue. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to keep praying. Don't be afraid. Don't be anxious. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's